Hello? Are you listening? You are? You would? Well, believe me, you can.
You win. You win. A world of fun and prizes. You win. You win. We've got some big surprises. You can play in our game. It's a game that is new.
Is it when?
Is it where?
Is it why, how, or who? You win. You win. You have a world of fun. You win.
Yes, indeed, it's time to play our exciting telephone game, You Win, a World of Fun and Prizes. This is Ken Barton suggesting that you stand by for our phone calls and see how you win the many valuable prizes offered today by these friendly neighbors of yours. The Apex Cleaners, Hudson's Household Appliances, the Regal Department Store, the Four Star Auto Mart, and the First National Savings Bank.
You win, you win.
In just a moment, we'll tell you how we play You Win and how you can become a You Win Club member. You want to join and listen to every session of the show that calls you up to pay you off. You Win. Little words, nine little letters that simply say, you can win. And you bet you can on You Win. And here's all you have to do to win a whirl of fun and prizes. Drop into any of the following: the Apex Cleaners, Hudson's Household Appliances, the Regal Department Store, the Four Star Auto Mart, or the First National Savings Bank. And fill out a You Win registration card with your name, address, and telephone number. Or send a postcard to me, Ken Barton, at your favorite radio station with the same information. This makes you a You Win Club member, and your card is immediately placed in our giant prize bowl. Cards are selected, and we start making phone calls and asking questions. But let's get on with You Win. Stand by your telephones, for here we go. There's a clue to our first question in what you're going to hear right now.
Know your world.
Tierra del Fuego, Panama, and San Diego.
Know your world.
Manila Bay and Mandalay and Uruguay and Paraguay.
Know your world.
Tripolitania.
Tasmania, the state of Pennsylvania.
Know your world.
And there's the clue. Know your world. And now we reach into our giant prize bowl to select our first contestant. And the card I have in my hand was sent in by Mrs. Helen Davison of 332 South Ambrose Street. Operator, please get me Mrs. Helen Davison at State 3608. Now, while we're waiting for Mrs. Davison to answer her phone, let's hear our first musical clue. It contains the name of an imaginary town in a real foreign country. And it's all in the song that Kitty Callan now sings for us.
How I sing in Glockamore. Is that little brook still there? Does it still run down to Johnny Cove, through Killy Bay?
Oh, that's a beautiful song, isn't it? This is the old sod in modern dress. Say, I wonder how our phone call is going to Mrs. Davison. Here we are. Hello, Mrs. Helen Davison? Are you listening to You Win? You are? You wouldn't miss it. Well, that's what we like to hear. Now, Mrs. Davison, answer this simple question, and you win a wonderful set of matched mixing bowls from Hudson's Household Appliances. You ready? Now, here's the question. In what country are you supposed to be able to find that imaginary town that Kitty Callan is singing about? Oh, come on, Mrs. Davison. How are things in Glockamora? What? You're absolutely right, Mrs. Davison. Ireland. Thank you, Mrs. Helen Davison, and your set of beautiful matched mixing bowls is waiting for you at Hudson's Household Appliances. And when you go there, take some of your friends with you and have them fill out You Win membership cards at Hudson's, huh? Good. You do that, Mrs. Davison. And keep listening to You Win. And now into our next question in Know Your World. Everybody listen to this great David Rose arrangement and get ready to tell me, in what city would you find the street referred to in this song? In what city? into our giant prize bowl again, and this time we come up with the card of our club member, Mrs. Irene Benton of 1429 Maple Street. Operator, please get me Mrs. Irene Benton at Linwood 4246. Yes, 4246. Thank you. You know, there's one thing about David Rose. When more beautiful music is played, I'm betting that Dave will be the man to conduct it. Uh-oh, here we are. Hello? Mrs. Irene Benton? Are you listening to our You Win program? You're not? Oh, you forgot. Well, I'm surely sorry. Well, you better turn on You Win right away. Sorry you don't have a chance to win this grand condiment set from Hudson's Household Appliances. But you know, nobody loses on You Win. Because your name was drawn from our prize bowl, the First National Savings Bank is going to open a savings account in your name or for any member of your family. And they'll give you a fine souvenir You Win Savings Bank. Remember, Mrs. Benton, when you save at First National, you always win. And you be sure to listen to You Win again, because we may call you again. Goodbye. Well, into our prize bowl once again for another member's card. And this time it's Mr. Harry Brown of 289 Elm Street. Mr. Brown is one of our good You Win Club members. So let's see if he's listening at home and if he'll be able to tell us in what city we find the street referred to in the song now being played by David Rose. Operator, please give me a line. I'll dial Mr. Brown's number myself. What? Of course not, operator. You're giving me wonderful service. It's just that I like to dial a phone. I can scratch my finger at the same time. You know, if your finger gets itchy, dialing a phone is a good way to scratch it. There we are. And Mr. Brown's phone is ringing. I can just see him tearing himself away from his radio, coming to answer it. Yep, what did I tell you? Hello, Mr. Brown. Mr. Harry Brown? This is Ken Barton, the You Win Paymaster of Prizes from your favorite radio station. Are you listening to our program? You are? Well, good. Well, tell me, Mr. Brown, for a fine prize from Hudson's Household Appliances, in what city would you find the street referred to in the song David Rose is now playing? What'd you say, Mr. Brown? Manhattan. Well, you're close. It is in Manhattan, but that's not the name of the city. New York, that's right. Slaughter on 10th Avenue, New York. Well, now, Mr. Brown, you go right down to Hudson's Household Appliances and pick up your prize, a fine hand-decorated condiment set for your kitchen. And Mr. Brown, and everybody who's listening to our You Win program, Hudson's Household Appliances at 733 Main Street invites all of you to visit them and see for yourselves the finest line of household appliances in the city. Everything in the appliance field is here on display and available to you on such easy terms that you can equip your home for a few pennies a day. Stop in and let Hudson show you how easy it is to have modern appliances at big savings. Don't forget, Hudson, the big household appliance store at 733 Main Street. And when you stop in, tell the friendly folks at Hudson that Ken Barton from the You Win program sent you. Okay? Thanks.
Maybe we will think of the same thing at the same time. Our melody might even have the same swing and the same rhyme. If musical telepathy should help you get a clue, then musical telepathy might win a prize for you.
Ah, the weird, the mysterious, the baffling musical telepathy to test your ability to read my thoughts as I send them your way. Are you listening? Good. Here's the question. I'm thinking about a famous man of history who conquered most of what was then known as Old Europe and Asia. Now, we're going to play a song to help you name him. What is the name of this famous historical figure? Here's the song that contains his name, played by Ray Block and his famous orchestra. That's the song, and here we go into our giant prize bowl for another of our You Win Club members, whose phone number we will call. Here's a card, and the name is Miss Eleanor Stanley of 44 Vista Drive. Miss Eleanor Stanley. Operator, would you please get me Vista 2436, Miss Eleanor Stanley. No, you get the number. My finger's not itchy now. Thanks. Well, fun, isn't it, this game of You Win? Well, let's hope Miss Stanley is home and listening. Hey, how about the way that Ray Block homogenizes a beat? Great, isn't it? Ah, here we are. Hello, Miss Eleanor Stanley. This is the You Win program calling. You're listening and you like our show? Oh, that's great, Miss Stanley. Now for a wonderful prize from the Regal Department Store. A beautiful, light, soft, and fluffy full-size blanket in any pastel shade that you select. Tell me the name of the famous man who conquered most of Europe and Asia. The clue is in the song now being played. What? Ray Block? I'm sorry. Ray could conquer all the world with his music, but it's not his name that we're after. No, Miss Stanley, I can only allow you one answer. Well, now, don't you worry, because even if you didn't win this prize, the First National Savings Bank is going to start you on the way to get anything you want. You go right down there and tell them Ken Barton sent you, and they'll open a savings account in your name and give you a fine souvenir savings bank. You keep listening to You Win, Miss Stanley. Your name may be called again. Bye now. Well, into our giant prize bowl again for another member's card. And folks, you know, it's so easy to be a member of the You Win Club. Just send us your name, address, and telephone number on a postcard. Mail it to me, Ken Barton, at your favorite radio station, and you'll be eligible to win a lot of valuable prizes. Now, here's a card. The name, John Little. The address, 745 Central Avenue. The phone, Maine 3260. Operator, please get me Mr. John Little at Maine 3260. Thank you. Remember, all you club members, check the answer on this one. What is the name of the famous historical figure who conquered most of Europe and Asia and whose name is contained in the song now being played? Hello? Mr. John Little? Oh, you're not known as Mr. I see. You're 12 years old. Well, that is a little young for Mr. But tell me, Johnny, what are you doing home from school at this time of day? Oh, chicken pox. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Hey, I hope it's not catching by telephone. You think not, huh? Well, Johnny, for the grand prize blanket from the Regal Department Store, can you tell me what is the name of the man who conquered most of Europe and Asia? The clue is in the song you're hearing now. What's that? Alexander the Great! You're absolutely right. And that wonderful, big, fluffy blanket is waiting for you at the Regal Department Store. What's that? Oh, don't you dare take that beautiful pastel blanket on a camping trip. You give it right to your mother for her guest room. Oh, thank you, Johnny, and happy chicken pox. Yes, sir, little Johnny Little just won himself a wonderful gift from the Regal Department Store. And that's only one of countless thousands of items you'll find on display at this great metropolitan store. Right now, Regal is featuring a special sale of spring furnishings to brighten up the home. Crisp matching slipcovers for your furniture and gay print curtains and drapes. Learn how you can have that gay spring touch in your home at the lowest prices ever for these fine quality fabrics. Don't forget the Regal Department Store. Drop in today, won't you? And tell them Ken Barton of You Win sent you. Thanks. Don't go away now, for we'll be right back in just a moment with more questions and more prizes. The big bonus time question and the movie star game we call Hollywood Hoopla. This is Ken Barton, your paymaster of prizes, inviting you to stay tuned to You Win. Now back to You Win, a world of fun and prizes for everybody. And here we are, ready to go with more prizes and more phone calls.
It's bonus time, that's the good news. It's bonus time, how can you lose? Bonus time.
That's right, just as the song says, it's bonus time, and here's how we play it. I draw cards out of our prize bowl, I ask a question, and then I call the name selected. If you don't know the exact answer, take a guess. It's a guess-type question, and your guess may win. Later in the show, I'll give the results of bonus time, and the member who comes nearest to the correct answer wins a certificate good for $15 at the Apex Cleaners of 346 Sycamore Street. And that's a very valuable prize, as you well know. Now, here is the question. How many drops of water are there in a teaspoonful of water? Get ready for the phone calls and take a guess. You might be the winner. The beautiful Waters of Minnetonka, played by Carmen Cavallaro and his fine orchestra. Very appropriate musical background for our bonus question. How many drops of water in a teaspoonful of water? And here is our first card from the prize bowl. Mrs. Harry Conway of Glen Eyre Road. Operator, please get me Glenside 5789. Mrs. Harry Conway. Now remember the question, and if you don't know the answer, take a guess. Here we are. Hello, Mrs. Conway? Oh, you heard the question. Well, good. What is your guess? You say 50 drops of water in a teaspoonful. Okay, I've written that down on your card. We'll let you know later if you're the winner. Well, thank you. Goodbye. Our next number to call is Miss Dorothy Phillips of 2234 Downey Street. Operator, please get me Miss Dorothy Phillips at state 1436. Oh, and wait a minute. When you get Miss Phillips, please call Mr. Jerry Jackson at Maine 4578. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Just remember the question, how many drops of water in a teaspoonful of water? Here we go again. Miss Dorothy Phillips. Oh, you're listening to our program. Well, that's fine. What is your guess on our bonus question? How many drops do you say? 100. All right, I'll write that down for you. Thanks, and keep listening. You may be the winner. There's the second one already. Hello, Mr. Jerry Jackson? Do you have an answer to our question? Oh, this is Ken Barton of the You Win program. Oh, you're not listening. I'm sorry. You might have won a very valuable prize. But you know, nobody loses on You Win. Go down to the First National Savings Bank, just tell them Ken Barton sent you, and they'll open a savings account for you or any member of your family and give you a handy souvenir You Win Savings Bank. And always remember, Mr. Jackson, you win when you save at First National. Well, let's see now. The next card to come out of our giant prize bowl has the name of Mrs. Andrew Smith of 1300 Pleasant Street. Operator, I'll dial this number. My finger's itchy again. And while I'm dialing Mrs. Smith, will you please call Mrs. James Wilson at Maine 4287? Thanks. Let's see. How many drops of water in a teaspoonful of water? You know, I'm mighty curious about that myself. Hello, Mrs. Smith? Oh, you're listening to You Win. What is your guess? Big drops or little drops? Well, just average-sized drops, Mrs. Smith. You know, the size that comes out of an eyedropper. You say 85. I'll put that down, Mrs. Smith. Thank you, and keep listening. We'll announce the winner later in the program. Mrs. Wilson, I bet. Hello. Uh-huh, you have Mrs. Wilson on the line. Hello, Mrs. Wilson. You have your guess ready, huh? Oh, you've measured the number of drops. In a tablespoon. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Wilson. The question is about a teaspoon. Well, come on. Take a guess anyway. 1/3 of what you put into a tablespoon is 40 drops. Well, that makes sense if a teaspoon is 1/3 the size of a tablespoon. I'll write that down for you. 40 drops. Thank you. Goodbye. Well, that's all the time we have for our bonus question. We'll give you the winner in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to tell you about one of the biggest bargains of all time. The Apex Cleaners, whose fine modern establishment is located at 346 Sycamore Street, is again this week featuring their big dollar cleaning specials. And here's what you get for your dollar. Any man's suit or overcoat, carefully inspected, cleaned, moth-proof, and pressed by experts, all for $1. And the same price for women's tailored suits or topcoats. Take all your cleaning to Apex. Remember, every time you stop at the big modern Apex Cleaners at 346 Sycamore, you save two ways. You get the highest quality at the lowest prices.
Do you know a better name for the doings that are brewing in Hollywood? There's no reason to proclaim just by who's pursuing who in Hollywood. Since the fans want to know all about so-and-so, let's get on with the show right now. With Hollywood Hoopla. Hollywood Hoopla. Hollywood Hoopla. Hollywood Hoopla.
Time for our next category of questions, and this series concerns itself with that fabulous, fantastic, flamboyant town called Hollywood. On You Win, we call this department Hollywood Hoopla, for if any place really goes all out for hoopla, it's Hollywood. Now into our giant prize bowl again, and the card that comes to hand is that of Mrs. Ted Mason of 2230 West 3rd Street. Operator, please get me Mrs. Ted Mason at Harmon 3675. Thank you. Now, while we're phoning Mrs. Mason, here's a song by Dick Haynes that contains the clue to the question we're about to ask.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina?
Yes, sir. You can't fail to recognize that song. It's been a popular favorite for years. Ah, there's our party. Hello, Mrs. Ted Mason. This is Ken Barton of You Win. Oh, you know our program, and you're listening. Well, that's fine. Then you recognize this song. That's right, Dinah. Now, Mrs. Mason, for a certificate good for 5 free grease jobs on your car by the 4-star Auto Mart, tell me the name of the popular actress we're trying to find. She came from Nashville, Tennessee. She's married to handsome George Montgomery. Now, what is her name? Her first name is the title of the song, Mrs. Mason. That's right, Dinah. Now, what's her last name? I'll give you one little hint, Mrs. Mason. Do you ever go down to the lake or the ocean? Why, sure, you're absolutely right. The answer to our question is Dinah Shore. Now, you just take your car right down to the 4-star Auto Mart, tell them Ken Barton sent you, and they'll give you a certificate good for 5 free deluxe grease jobs as your prize today on You Win. Well, thank you, Mrs. Mason, and keep listening. Bye.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night.
Now for the second question on Hollywood Hoopla. The song you hear being sung by Helen Forrest contains a clue to the answer we're after. Into the prize bowl again for another name, and this time I come up with Miss Susan Biglow. Operator, Miss Susan Biglow, please, at Pleasant 3287. Thank you. Yes, indeed, I've got a crush on you. Oh, that's a great song. Nobody sings it any better than our favorite Helen Forrest. Hello, Miss Susan Biglow. This is Ken Barton on You Win. What? Oh, you just came in from a shopping trip and you didn't have your favorite radio station turned on. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Biglow. Well, you just missed a chance for a grand prize from the 4-star Auto Mart, a free brake inspection and adjustment on any made car. Well, we can't always be lucky, can we, Miss Biglow? Well, that's all right. You're still lucky because your name was selected on this program. The First National Savings Bank is ready to open a savings account for you or any member of your family and give you a fine souvenir You Win Savings Bank. When you save at First National, you always win, Miss Biglow.
Well, we'll try another.
We didn't get a winner that time, operator. Perhaps I'll have better luck if I dial, huh? Give me one of your best lines. Thanks. Now we have another card from the prize bowl, and this time it's Mrs. Selma Thomas of 2240 Exeter Street. H-E-4-6-8-2. There we are. Thomas's phone is ringing. One. Right? Ah. Hello, Mrs. Thomas. Are you listening to You Win? Why, you are. Fine. Are you ready to answer the question? Well, here we go. The song Helen Forrest is singing says, I've got a crush on you. Now, for the free brake inspection and adjustment from the 4-star Auto Mart, tell me, if the popular movie favorite June Allison were singing this song to her husband, would she be singing it to Tom, Dick, Harry, Fred, Mortimer, Cecil, or Algernon? That's right, Mrs. Thomas, to Dick. June Allison's husband is Dick Powell. So you just drive your car right down to the 4-star Auto Mart for that free brake inspection and adjustment. Just tell them Ken Barton from You Win sent you, and you get wonderful service. Bye now. And keep listening. Now, I want everyone to listen for a moment, for I have an important message from the 4-Star Auto Mart. You know, the 4-Star people are new car dealers, and their new cars have been selling so fast that they've taken in some of the finest, clean, low-mileage cars in trade that you have ever seen. Late model cars, originally sold and serviced by the 4-Star Auto Mart. Coupes, sedans, convertibles, all in fine mechanical condition and carrying 4-Star's unconditional guarantee. And you don't need cash to purchase one of these fine cars. Your present car will usually take care of the low-down payment, and you can have up to 30 months of easy payments on the balance. Don't wait any longer. Drive down to 4th and Main right now and see these once-in-a-lifetime automobile values at the 4-Star Auto Mart. And tell the friendly folks down there that Ken Barton from You Win sent you. Thanks.
Bonus time, that's the good news. It's bonus time, how can you lose? Bonus time.
And here's what we've been waiting for, the correct answer to our bonus time question. You remember the question now. How many drops of water in a teaspoonful of water? I have the answers from our listeners, and right here in this sealed envelope is the correct answer. And we'll open it. And the correct answer is... wait a minute. I forgot to mention the envelope is marked the Apex Cleaners, the people at 346 Sycamore who have that wonderful dollar cleaning special. And the correct answer is... There are 35 drops of water in a teaspoonful of water. And our winner is... Mrs. James Wilson of 457 North Ardmore Street, who guessed 40 drops. That's the closest one. Congratulations, Mrs. Wilson. There's a $15 cleaning certificate waiting for you at the Apex Cleaners at 346 Sycamore Street. And that's a real prize in the finest cleaning service you'll find anywhere. And to all you others who made guesses on this bonus question, the First National Savings Bank is opening a savings account for you and giving you a souvenir You Win Savings Bank.
You win. You win, you win. We've got some big surprises.
You can play in our game. It's a game that is new.
Is it when? Is it where?
Is it why, how, or who? You win, you win. You have a world of fun. You win.
Well, that's it until next time when our world of fun and prizes, You Win, is again presented by your friendly business neighbors, the Apex Cleaners, Hudson's Household Appliances, the Regal Department Store, the 4-Star Auto Mart, and the First National Savings Bank. Be sure to listen next time for more fun and prizes in exciting categories. Who's It, What's It, Sports Stuff, Out of a Hat, Concert Corner, and more to test your skill. You win! This has been a copyright feature of the World Broadcasting System, New York City, and your local affiliated stations.